Good afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies are expected ahead of some showers that are going to quickly develop from the west to east during this afternoon, and periods of steady rain may occur across portions of the Mid-Hudson Valley into northwest Connecticut and the Berkshires. Before the cold front arrives, though, we are going to see south winds that will increase with some gusts of 30 to 40 miles per hour within the north-south oriented valleys, including within the capital region. And with that, the afternoon high temps might reach into the upper 40s to the lower to mid 50s in some of the valley areas, and mainly in the lower 40s for the higher terrain areas. Once the cold front arrives this evening, this will be roughly around 4 to 8 p.m. Some areas are looking at seeing some pockets of heavier rain as this moves on through, and still some even stronger wind gusts of 40 to 50 miles per hour. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, strong ridging aloft across the western United States will continue to slowly advance eastward, with the upper level jet and moisture stream still well north across British Columbia for the next few days. Clear skies and warmer temperatures will result across nearly all of the west, with temperatures still remaining 10 to 20 degrees above normal through Monday. This will expand into the northern plains, where downsloping should help to push temperatures 20 to 25 degrees above normal Monday to Tuesday. Fire risk will continue to be elevated per the Storm Prediction Center across the transverse and peninsular ranges of Southern California. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ranged from a high of 98 degrees at Yuma, Arizona, to a low of 5 at Escort Station in Maine. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, cloudy with a chance for rain showers later in the day, and breezy as well with wind gusts as high as 25 miles per hour, high near 57. In Boston, cloudy with a chance for rain showers later in the day as highs look to reach near 57. And in Buffalo, rain showers with temperatures falling to around 42 by 5 o'clock, breezy with wind gusts as high as 44 miles per hour. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 54 and the normal low is 35. The record high of 78 was set back in 1950, while the record low of 22 was set back in 1964. Today's sunrise was at 6:30 a.m. The sun is set to set at 4:47 p.m. It's a total of 10 hours, 17 minutes of daylight, and it's a loss of 2 minutes and 32 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking at cloudy skies with the arrival of rain showers as we get towards the mid-afternoon hours on. Highs look to reach near the upper 40s, mid to upper 40s. It will become breezy at points as well, and for the night tonight, those rain showers transition over to snow showers as temperatures drop down to right around near freezing. Overnight lows accumulations look to be less than half of an inch. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at the chance for showers later in the afternoon, but highs look to reach near the mid-50s. Will be breezy as well, with wind gusts as high as around 20 miles per hour. And for the night tonight, showers will continue and stick around until the early overnight hours. Overnight lows look to drop down towards the mid to low 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at those showers arriving for this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 40s. Will be breezy as well, with wind gusts as high as around 25 miles per hour. For the night tonight, rain transitions to snow showers, and then overnight lows will drop down into the upper 20s. Snow accumulations look to be less than an inch, although some lake effect snow bands will set up across that region, so snow totals may vary. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, showers will arrive mid-afternoon as highs look to reach near 50 degrees. And for the night tonight, those showers will transition over to some snow showers as overnight lows drop down to just around freezing. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at showers arriving near mid-afternoon as highs reach near 50. It will be windy as well, with wind gusts as high as 30 to 35 miles per hour. For the night tonight, rain showers transition over to snow showers as overnight lows drop down towards freezing. region-wide for tomorrow. There will be a chance for some snow showers early on in the day. Otherwise, it will be mostly cloudy with highs only in the upper 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.